folklore has it, and I never believed this for one minute, that there was some skullduggery going on in the elevators. And I used to hear all sorts of stories about how the elevators would do certain things. And, I can't believe that anybody would go to any great lengths. How much are you going to gain? A ton here or a ton there. I looked upon it. If there was a discrepancy, we could attribute it to the inaccuracy of the scales, a malfunction of some other instrument, an error in the paper trail, all sorts of other things, mostly by accident. And there would, if the audit was outside of tolerance, we usually could determine the reason for it, and it was usually some good reason. But in years before that, long before my time, there was always this business of, oh, we have to oversee them because they're cheating. I never discovered that. Certainly there were audits that weren't within tolerance, but after an examination of all of the variables, it usually came to the conclusion that the elevator was operating within the terms and conditions of the Canada Grain Act. So I had no reason to suspect our own operation or suspect the operation of the grain elevator. After all, it was the weighing division's responsibility to oversee the weighing of grain coming in and grain going out, but we weren't responsible for what went on in between. As grain was housed, and it's impossible to keep your eye on everything. But it was in the elevator's interest to maintain their system within the requirements and the regulations of the Act. Otherwise, their license was in jeopardy, and nobody wanted to face that. So I know all of I'm aware of all of these stories, that things that went on in the 1940s and 50s and so on.